Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Hello, my friend. Today I'm reading a short chapter from my book, Let It Be Easy, because when I found out about this concept, it changed everything for me. It's called hedonic adaptation, and I learned it from happiness researcher Sonia Lumbiorsky. She's an incredible academic studying happiness. And I thought, wow, things outside of us don't make us happy. She says up to 10% of external things, only up to 10% of those things contribute to our happiness. It's fascinating, and stay tuned too for her coming on the podcast. Here it is, my friends. It's chapter 35. Let It Be Easy is a series of just 1 to 2 page chapters, really easy to flick through. And it's called Good and Bad, You'll Get Used to It. Our brains host a little known trap that we're not conscious of, but it's important to know about it. It's called hedonic adaptation. Let me explain. My first job paid me $28,000. Then I got a promotion to $35,000. I thought I was the highest roller in town for a day or two. Over the course of my corporate career, I then earned $50,000, then $100,000, eventually $500,000 a year. None of which seemed terribly impressive anymore after a few months in my new salary bracket. Very quickly, human beings become used to each new standard of living and want more. Psychologists call this hedonic adaptation. Basically, that's a fancy way of saying that we get used to our life changes very quickly, way quicker than we might think. Don't even get me started on the iPhone upgrades we seek every 5 minutes because we get used to the most recent upgrade within 24 hours. A classic ha trap. I call hedonic adaptation ha, because it is hilarious when you consider it. Using income as the example here, you know that as you earn more, the stakes are raised each time. And every time our income is increased, taking us from one economic bracket to another, we find ourselves at the bottom of a new rung on the ladder once again. We never feel like we fully made it because we're either new to a certain bracket or comfortable within our current one, or focused on the next bracket. Interestingly, this works in the reverse too. Many bad things won't make you suffer as much as you anticipate they might. You might feel losing your job for years, and then one day you do, and then you find something else pretty soon. Or you downsize to a smaller home and end up just as happy as you are with one or two fewer bedrooms. We are highly adaptable and resilient beings. The bottom line? New and better things won't make you happier for long. Worse things won't make you suffer as much as you anticipate they might. Because we get used to change more readily than we realize. The only antidote to hedonic adaptation is radical appreciation. Conscious radical appreciation. Pay attention to everything you have, the stuff that goes right, all the parts of your life you don't need to complain about, the areas and people and components of your life that don't bother you. I'd bet any amount of money that you're way better off and more blessed than you realize. What would the you of a year ago say about the you of today? Are you appreciating yourself and your many blessings enough? Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.